Firstly, there's an urgency because the conditions there are, quite frankly, so out of date, they're unbearable, and it's terrible to see people endure the conditions endlessly. There's a more pressing urgency, though, in that if we don't have a resolution shortly on where the courthouse is going to be situated, then there's a very real possibility that we will lose out on funding and we won't see any development of a new court facility for at least the next 5 to 10 years. And if that happens, I'm afraid that a plan maybe to roll out enhanced court services at certain points around the country won't qualify for that. For example, it is mooted that there will be family law divisions of the courts. There will be centralised centres of excellence, for want of a better word. These could be located in regions like Limerick, Cork. Tralee would be a prime location for it. But if we do not have an adequate court facility, then we won't be considered. If we don't have a site earmarked, and if the court service does not own that site by the time the next round of funding is announced, then we will not feature in the developments, in those developments that are eligible. And if we don't feature, then other centres will get the priority to us. So we will lose our services to maybe Limerick or Cork or wherever else. And we then won't have a centralised family law location, and we won't get it.
And people will have to travel further afield for legal services, for family court, etc.
Absolutely. You know, it's traumatic enough to have to come pretty locally. You know, it's not just you. We'll just zone in on family law for a second. If you're a litigant in family law proceedings, it might be a barring application. It might be something more routine like maintenance or access. If you're, obviously the children are young, you're travelling to Tralee or possibly Killarney for a hearing. The hearing might or mightn't go ahead. It could start early in the morning, late in the evening. You're going to have issues around, how do I get to the location? Do I have somebody with me to support me? Who's going to mind the children while I'm in court? No, you take that and you say you have to go to Limerick or to Cork for that family law hearing. Who's going to be your backup support? What time are you going to be home? You're going to be so stressed by the time you get there. There's also the funding of getting there for some people. Some people, they're on legal aid. They mightn't have cars. They come to court on foot. All these arrangements, they might sound small, but to the people involved, they're pretty serious concerns.
And in the press release you've sent in to us, Canis, you say that the facilities at the existing Tralee Courthouse in the town centre are not fit for purpose, and they are failing people in terms of particularly those with mobility issues, and also if people who are in court fall ill or there's a medical emergency.
Yes, okay. The accommodation is tight there. I don't know. Most people will pass up and down the Ash Street complex and they'll say, it's a fine building. I don't know how many people have actually been inside. If you have a brush with the law, if you need access to the justice system, you will then be in there. Last Monday, for example, when the criminal trials sit in Tralee, juries have to be impaneled on the Monday when a hearing is due to start. That could involve 100 people turning up for jury selection. Some will be chosen, others will go away and have to come back later in the week again. But while that's going on, both courtrooms are full. The hall is full as well. So there's no room for anybody around the place. Then on top of that, you have the people who are actually facing trial that day. You have the victims of the crimes. They're all hanging around in the same small complex facing each other. So there's a shortage of space. On top of that, just yesterday, for example, I came out of the circuit court, and there in the lobby area outside the district court, there was a man who was in custody and he had taken ill. He was lying on the floor in a bloodied condition. He had two guards standing either side of him and they were awaiting the paramedics to arrive in an ambulance. So he was there, all and sundry were passing by him. Poor man, he's entitled to his dignity. He's as much entitled to it as everybody else. And there he was, just lying there. Another example, a couple of weeks ago, there was a case due to start. And one of the central figures in it, access to the courtroom itself was becoming an issue for him. And
is this because he has mobility issues?
He has mobility issues. And the presiding judge canvassed the idea of the person being lifted up and down the steps in the wheelchair so as to allow the case go on. I mean, that's a shocking sight to imagine.
That's showing no dignity to that person.
It's showing no dignity to that person at all. I mean, the steps, there's two flights of steps before you reach the main door to the court building. I don't know whether you've been up there yourself. I'm sure you have plenty of times as an observer. And you'll see that on a day when court is sitting, there's trying to maneuver yourself up the steps and there are people around. You go there in wintertime, there's leaves around, it's wet, it can be dangerous. You're carrying files. Mobility is a huge issue for people. For jurors, when you get into the courthouse itself, if you're selected for jury, the jury rooms are upstairs yet again. So that's more flights of steps. So as matters stand, if you're immobile or have mobility issues, you're not really eligible to be a member of a jury in Kerry.
And you are also making the point, Canis, that it's in the constitution that, save in some exceptions, justice will be served in public. And if you're a person with mobility issues and you want to observe what's going on in the court, it is very difficult, if not, as you're describing, nigh on impossible to get into the court and witness the dispensation of justice in Tralee Courthouse.
Absolutely impossible. There is no way if a person on crutches or in a wheelchair passes by and says, I'd love to see what's going on in there, or I have an interest in that case. It's just not possible. The court is completely inaccessible. You have an option. They'll say there's a courthouse in Killarney or there's a courthouse in Listowel. But we'll say the courthouse in Killarney might be accessible because it's at ground floor. The gallery is up. You're in steps to get up to a gallery there. There's issues with all of the courthouses in Kerry from an access point of view.
This Friday, you and others will be meeting from the committee, the subcommittee of the Law Society that was formed, to find a solution so that Tralee has a fit for purpose court service, court building. You will be meeting the CEO of the court service about this situation. Now, I know the subcommittee of the Law Society that you're a member of, you are venue neutral. You say you're not taking a position on whether the court service should be, whether the court Tralee Courthouse as it is on Ash Street should be upgraded. The court service has indicated this can't be done, or whether a new court building should be built in Tralee. And the favoured venue, or the venue that we hear the most about, is that it should be located on the island of Geese, that site that was given to the people of Tralee by Kerry Group. Now, there's a lot of controversy over the island of Geese proposal. I know you're not getting into the ins and outs of where it should be, but you're saying some decision needs to be made. Otherwise, you fear that nothing will happen and that Tralee, the capital, the county town of Kerry, will be without a courthouse that is fit for purpose.
Absolutely, yes. I think the time for talking seems to be gone at this stage. There is, the court service seem to have a preference for the island of Geese. They will say they were introduced to it by the council. The council seem to have a preference for the court service remaining in Ash Street, but the court service are saying, no, that's not an option for them. The court service can't force the council to sell the island of Geese to them. The council can't force the court service to remain in Ash Street, and yet they remain talking about the island of Geese site and whether or not it's a runner. The problem is, I gather it was discussed at the municipal district this week, and it might come before the council later this month on foot of it may be that there will be what they call a section 183 resolution put to the council members to dispose of the site to the court service.
This is the Island of Geese site.
The Island of Geese site, art market value. Now, that is a political hot potato at the moment because I know not everybody is in agreement that the court be on that site. So we have this standoff. If there is to be a Section 183 resolution put to the council members, I gather there has to be 10 days minimum statutory notice of that. The council meeting is, I think, it might be the 17th of July. So that would mean that by now that statutory notice would have had to have issued to the councillors. We can't take it for granted that motion will be passed. If it's not on the council agenda for July, then it goes back to at least September because there's no council meeting in August. If by then funding has been announced for projects around the country and we don't have our site, then we just will not be in the melting pot when it comes to courthouses that are to be developed around the country. So it's that critical. I mean, for the court service, to what we're concerned about is that all of the eggs might be put in the one basket of the Island of Geese. And if it's not a runner, then surely, I mean, if you're looking at a house, if you're looking to buy a house with somebody, you're going to go around and you're going to look at quite a few houses. You might make an offer on one, but you will always have fallbacks in place. You know, it's time now for the court service to actually take it by the scruff of the neck. If there's any issue at all with the Island of Geese site, or, you know, they must explore all other possibilities and be ready to go when the funding is announced.
And when you and other members of the Law Society Subcommittee on Tralee Courthouse meet the CEO of the Court Service, Angela Denning, and her officials this Friday afternoon, what will you be saying to her?
We want an absolute commitment, first of all, from the Court Service, that this is top priority for them. They have an obligation to make the justice system accessible to everybody. So we want them to confirm, A, that this is actually, that they're not just paying us lip service, that they are committed to providing the facility that we have demanded from them. They have written to us and they have acknowledged that they share each one of our concerns. That means that they themselves know that they are presiding over a wholly unfit complex at present. So we want a commitment from them to take immediate action. We also want a commitment that there is going to be no downgrading of our services in Kerry, because what people don't realise is that slowly what you have can ebb away from you. If it's the case that, for example, COVID, when COVID came 2 years ago, we lost our jury trials to Limerick. You know, that COVID is becoming rampant again. By October, who knows, we'll be coming into another winter wave. Will we lose our jury trials again to Limerick? And if we do, will the view eventually be taken that, oh, sure, look, the jury trials are running fine in Limerick, we'll keep them there, or we'll move them to Cork? I mean, that will make life unbearable for anybody who is involved in the system. That can be the accused parties, the victims, the witnesses, the lawyers. This isn't just about the lawyers. This is about everybody here. And, you know, we all say, sure, this only affects a few of us. But we all, at some stage, are potentially involved in legal actions, you know, be it as witnesses, be our children in trouble, be us supporting spouses in family law proceedings, whatever our involvement will be, we are all potentially involved in the legal system.